step on a hot truck or not. Their taxes.
You can't do that.
Yes, you can, but you can't keep these words from asking, you know.
The other question, what we're questioning, well, that's the front one on your opposition.
Mr. President, I have a little additional information on the question that you raised. The present arrangement requires $30,000 of preference income before the minimum tax starts taking effect. So that you know that you're talking about people who have at least
$30,000.
That's just their preference income as distinct from other income. Second, in 1970, which is the only year we have the data for, $120 million was paid in as a result of the minimum tax that is now operating. 75,000 individuals filed returns, 19,000 paid a tax. It's interesting that of those 19,000, 1,500 had no adjusted gross income. That is when you compare their preference income with their wage and salary income. And of those 1,500,
no adjusted gross income.
But they were able to use the preference and shelter all of their other income.
Right, 100% shelter.
And they showed an adjusted gross income. Those 1,500 people of minus 105 million, that is, they over-sheltered, so to speak. And they had a preference income in total of 136 million. They managed to come out with 8.5 million of tax. The point being that what you're talking about here are people with lots and lots of money. They are able to play around with this, shelter themselves, but I think if you were looking for just a calibration of this in terms of income, it probably has a negligible impact below 50,000, and probably not much impact until you get way up into higher numbers than that.
Was that 8.5 million of tax paid by the 1,500 or 19,000?
By the 1,500. 120 million is what was collected on
that. By the 19,000.
Now, your proposal is 69. Instead of going to 30,000 before any tax on preference income is paid, proposed to start at $10,000. So that would have made a big difference. Also, the rate that was proposed was basically half the rate of the bracket they were in. In other words, 7 to 35% being half of 14 to 70. And no doubt the effective average of that would have, on this kind of income, must have come to something on the order of 20 to 25%, in other words, somewhere near where Arthur was saying. So that a return to the proposal that you put forward in 69, or even just going to the rate that you implicitly put forward in 69, would raise the amount considerable.
Yeah, the problem is, John, is that, of course, is that even though it is limited to higher brackets, it's a tax increase.
Right. Sure, tax increase, no doubt.
The only way that you could, the question is whether you do, well, actually, if you do that, I'm sure as hell not going to add to the amount, total amount of taxes. Tax total amount of taxes is going to be zero. There is not going to be a net tax increase in any proposal you make. I'm not going to do it. We don't want the extra money. We don't want this damn government to get any bigger. But
any more questions on that?
Probably. It's just a difficult subject for people to understand. what did you say today?
Well,
no
tax.
Well, that'd be good.
Is this two months, to be opposed to any tax increase? However, you have always believed, as you proved as early as 1969, in tax reform. And as one reform, Congress did not care about in the way that you had recommended, is with regard to the minimum tax, and you think it should be at a higher level than the Democratic Congress has enacted. And that this comes under the category, this is old-fashioned politics.
Yeah, what I'm getting at is, let me say this before you say that. I'm just trying to think how you can put it in the most political way.
Has its disadvantage because it has
right away, but one method to handle it is to make the property tax, say, for the elderly whose income is no higher than something, a tax credit. They can just deduct it fully. Then you have no, you're not interlocking with state and local assistance at all, but if they can just deduct fully any tax that they pay as property tax, they have not paid any
property tax for people 60 or older.
Cutting their back as a result of this income rather than spending it.